Prophet, he is promised in the Quran and threatened in the Quran that if you do evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you any respite. And yet the companions of the Prophet, they are mubashara. Al-ashara al-mubashara, they have been given glad tidings and guarantee of Jannah. The Prophet has no guarantee, but they have a guarantee. The Imam said the same thing with Ahlul Bayt. We have no guarantee, we are responsible for our actions, and you have a guarantee that you are not responsible for your actions. So the Imam then explained what he meant. He said, وَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ فَعْمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ قَلِيلِ الْخَيْرِ وَكَثِيرِ فَإِنَّهُ يُقْبَلُ مِنْ. That once you have ma'rifah and you know the Imam, you know the truth, then do whatever you may want of a small amount or a large amount or whatever type of good deed, because it will be accepted from you. So the purpose of the Imam's hadith was to say that there is a border between an action and an acceptable or accepted action. Having ma'rifah is the basic standard and requirement for an action to be, or a good deed to be, acceptable to Allah, to have true meaning and true benefit for the human being and for society. If you don't have that ma'rifah, then you might do a lot or you might do a little, but it might not be beneficial and it might not be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have ma'rifah and you have acquired the knowledge of who your imam is, who your leader is, who you're supposed to get your guidance from, then don't worry so much what you are doing. And don't worry so much how much you are doing, little or much, one form of good deed or another form of good deed, it will be accepted from you. So then don't concern yourself with those details, do the good. In other words, the Imam was saying that once you have ma'rifah, then the importance is to make sure that your actions are done in a way that they are acceptable and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quantity and the detail of what type of good deed you are going to do, that should not be your distraction, as sometimes it is for many of us. It is a prayer that I should do, or is it fasting? Should I go for ziyarah, or should I go give some form of assistance to somebody else, or should I contribute to a masjid or to an educational institution? We have these doubts, and then in many cases we say that, well, I can't decide between the masjid and the scholarship fund, so we do neither. The Imam says that the important thing is do it, little or much. One form or another, it will be accepted. But if you don't have the ma'rifah, it will not be acceptable. It doesn't mean that you should have that incentive to cut corners and say that, well, some of my actions may be forgiven if I make a mistake. There is that promise that Allah sometimes does look at a person and say that I have forgiven you. But that is something which we are never going to know which action it is. And so we will always have to have both the hope that we will be forgiven and the fear that we might be punished by Allah for our sins and our shortcomings. The guarantee that the Imam has given us when a person has ma'rifah, then they can do what they want, that is not intended as a security blanket, that is intended as an incentive for us not to worry about the form of good deeds that we do. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the ability to do those good deeds and to hasten to do them that are a source for His mercy, His rahmah, His barakah, and His tawfiq. So that many of us and all of us, inshallah, will be able to be among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that this person has shown sincerity and kindness to their fellow human beings, to their fellow believers, and sincerity in their devotion to me. I will now protect them from ever falling prey to shaitan, to the whisperings of shaitan. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that tawfiq, grants us that protection, and we know how to do it by hastening to do good deeds. But we also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the confidence in what we know to be right, and the willpower in being able to carry out what we know to be right, so that we will be able to perform those good deeds that are acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to let the different forms of distraction keep us from taking the maximum benefit of our lives. Some of those distractions are when Shaitan tells us to wait and think about it and make sure that we can actually do that good deed. Another form of a distraction is when we think that, well, maybe there is something else that I could do with my time. If I give this loan to a believer, then a good investment might come up and I might not be able to take advantage of that investment. Or something along these lines. In the hadith of Imam Ali, it says that prioritize the deeds of this world and the deeds of the hereafter. If it's an investment in the hereafter, don't let it pass. If it's an investment in this world, let it pass, because it might come back in an even better form in the future. And then this hadith that the Imam says that good deeds will be accepted by those who have ma'rifah, who know the truth. So that should give us an incentive to try to do more and more and to gain the benefit, not a disincentive to think that therefore we can rest on our laurels. That is one of the greatest challenges that we find among our community of believers. The tendency to think that because we know the truth or we follow the truth, that we are in the clear. That somehow our love for Allah, our love for the Prophet, our love for the Imams, our love for Lady Zahra Salamullahi Alayha, that should be enough to save us. And this statement of Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is repeated by our other Imams as well. Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam and our other Imams also did express the same statement, that is not a love that a person can be proud of. For me to say that I love the Prophet or I love his progeny, but I am holding myself to be more noble in the eyes of Allah than they were. That I should be given a free pass when they were not given a free pass. If that is the quality of our love, then I don't know what face we are going to show on the Day of Judgment when we come to the Prophet and say, take us to paradise because we loved you and we are attached to you, but we thought we were better than you. Or we thought that we can take a free pass from Allah that even you did not get, that Allah did not give to you. So most importantly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do those good deeds that will make us worthy of his love, that will make us worthy of the love of the Prophet and his progeny, that will be giving us the worthiness of their intercession. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the shortcomings of all of the believers throughout the world, and especially those present. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our marhumeen, grant them a position in the hereafter in the company of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu wassalam. May Allah answer the prayers, fulfill the hajat of all of the mu'mineen throughout the world, those who are being oppressed, those who are suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them respite and ease after their hardship and after their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Imam of our time and count us among his true and his sincere followers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never separate us in this life and in the hereafter from the Prophet and his progeny, Muhammad wa ali Muhammad alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Salawat.